Here we are in the farm again.
Yeah, we're in the farm.
We're out in the farm.
I was just wondering how they harvested this stuff. Did they cut it and then gather it up in sheaves or stacks or
shocks? Some of them call them
shocks. Now was this what? Just one?
Just bundles. I've heard. Now I don't know anything about wheat. I just heard they say in bundles and tie them. I think.
A number of bundles to a shock, or was the bundle the shock?
The bundles were just this small, and it would just be this one bundle here. But now how they, what their ID was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. How about oats? Did they raise those?
We have a few oats, yeah.
How are they harvested?
I've heard, and that is, of course, I don't know, but I've heard some of the old timers talk about cradle oats.
Oh my goodness, I heard that too. I've never seen that done.
Well, I wouldn't know how it's done either, but I've just heard, you know, some of the older fellas talking about the cradling oats.
Well, that's just a side with one of those frame platforms on it, so when you cut them, when you cut the oats, they fall over here and stay on the side. And after you get the thing filled up, you take it off and tie a string around it.
I'll tell you something else. This fellow that we used to have, a technician here, I was telling you about going up to Illinois. And well, now we were fishing down here on the river, and we come to this field. Now, we always call those things, it was an old-time rake right at the end of this field, and he called it a bull rake. Well, it was used for hay, when it's hay. But we always called it a sulky rake, but it was homemade and had 2x4 tongues in it, now like that. And while he was surprised, he said, well, there's an old bull rake. And I never heard it called that. He was from Galesburg, Illinois. It was his home, and he was a farm boy. He'd done all that farm.
Bull rake.
Bull rake. He called it bull rake. Well, we always just call it a sulky rake. I mean, that's the expression.
You know, there's a great difference in farming terms. Of course, now it's not as great as it was since it's all commercialized. But the bull rake and the sulky rake and things like that. Now, I asked you about the shavs on a button. Now in some places those are called poles. Sometimes it's called neep, of all things.
I've never heard them call that.
The neep, and the neep of the wagon too, for the tongue. Sometimes the tongue is called the pole.
Yeah.
Of course that I can understand, but neep, that's different. And I asked you about the horse on the left. That's sometimes called the near horse, or the nigh horse, or the off horse.
I've never heard of that.
The offhand horse.
But
these things are going, of course. Now, 20 years ago, they would have still been here.
And I imagine as time goes on, it'll be different changes and things like that.
People forget what a horse looked like. Well, no other than to ride in a rodeo or something.
That's right. But the things will disappear.
Yeah.
The implements. Maybe that's good.
It might be.
When your mother baked bread, what did you call it? Or did she bake?
I don't think she did. Well, now. Take that back too. Of course, she didn't
make biscuits.
Biscuits.